My dearly beloved, this Tuesday is an important feast day, the Feast of the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. At one time, the Feast of the Rosary was observed, and this is where it was for 200 or 300 years, was observed on the first Sunday of October. And then about 100 years ago, the Pope changed it and fixed it to the date October 7th, which actually was the exact date on which the Christian forces won the great victory over the Muslim forces at the Battle of Lepanto, which was a result of the recitation of the Rosary. And so we observe that Feast of the Holy Rosary on the 7th of October. But on this first Sunday of October, it behooves us to call to mind the importance of the prayer of the Rosary, the power of the Rosary, and to rekindle our devotion and our fervor in praying the Rosary faithfully each day as Our Lady requested. Now, first of all, the Rosary, of course, is a prayer. So then, what is prayer? Prayer is nothing more nor less than communication with God. Prayer has been defined as the lifting up of one's mind and heart to God, thinking about God, speaking to Him, communicating with Him, concentrating on God. That is prayer. There are probably many definitions that could be given for prayer, but oftentimes prayer is referred to as the life of the soul. It's just like we need to eat and to breathe to maintain our physical life, so we need to pray to maintain our spiritual life. And ultimately, we must say that the primary solution to every spiritual problem, and indeed every problem, is prayer. That the more we pray, the more graces we receive. And when we have difficulty in our spiritual lives, it is no doubt due to the fact that we need more grace. And how do we get that grace? Through the Mass, the sacraments, but especially through prayer, because prayer is something we can have recourse to at any time of the day or night. Wherever we are, we can lift up our heart to God, we can ask for His help, we can pray. Now, there are many wonderful prayers. Even the Mass has been referred to as a prayer, although really the Mass is the sacrifice, is our worship to God, a sacrifice. So if we are to speak about what primarily would be called prayer, the best prayer that is offered by Holy Mother Church to the laity is the Rosary. The Rosary is a wonderful prayer, although it does not rank ahead of the Divine Office, which is a prayer that priests pray, takes quite a bit of time each day of psalms and different prayers. But insofar as the prayers that are offered by the Church to the faithful to use, the Rosary is the best and holds the first place. Why is the Rosary so powerful? Why is it so valuable? Well, first of all, because it beautifully combines the two kinds of prayer. All prayers are either mental or vocal. A vocal prayer is the recitation of a fixed set of words, such as the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the Acts of Faith, Hope, and Charity, the Apostles' Creed, the Act of Contrition, prayers that you find in prayer books that were written by maybe saints, prayers that have received the Church's approval for publication. These are wonderful practices of devotion, wonderful prayers that beautifully express the thoughts that we should have. And indeed, we learn our faith and are reminded of the truths of our faith by reciting approved prayers. But that is what we call vocal prayer, prayer more of the lips than of the mind and heart. Although even vocal prayer must include that interior component if it is truly deserving of the name prayer. But an even better kind of prayer is mental prayer. Mental prayer is more prayer of the mind and the heart, an interior communication with God without necessarily making use of a specific set of words. Or we could say that mental prayer is more talking to God in our own words, in our own language, in our own way. But the Rosary is so excellent because it combines these two kinds of prayer, mental and vocal.
We, first of all, when we pray the rosary, are making use of the best of vocal prayers. We say the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, and the Apostles' Creed. Well, the Our Father is the best prayer of all, because it was given to us by our Lord Himself. The Hail Mary was the salutation, the invitation, addressed to our Blessed Mother on behalf of God Himself through the ministration of an angel to be His Mother. An invitation, a request that our Blessed Mother would accept the role, the office of being God's Mother. So these two very best prayers, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, we begin the rosary with a profession of our faith, the Apostles' Creed, and we conclude each decade with that hymn of praise of the Blessed Trinity, the Glory Be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. And so the rosary has the best vocal prayers possible. We also are asked by Our Lady of Fatima to end each decade with that prayer, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, in which we pray for the souls in purgatory and the conversion of sinners. And so we have wonderful vocal prayers in the rosary. But as we pray them, we are asked to meditate on the principal mysteries in the life of our Lord and of our Blessed Mother, the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious mysteries. Many people find that difficult, meditating upon the mysteries. We are all easily distracted. Perhaps it would be helpful for you to use a book with a short meditation on each mystery, or even pictures. A lot of missals will have pictures of the different mysteries of the rosary. Or you can obtain a set of these pictures from our bookstore, and thereby pray the rosary meditating on the mysteries by focusing your attention on a picture of that mystery. So we do our best to meditate upon these mysteries, and we recite the vocal prayers, so we are blending beautifully the mental and the vocal prayer in our rosary. The rosary itself is a blessed sacramental, and therefore is a source of blessings, a source of grace. And it helps us to keep track of the Hail Marys, the Our Fathers, so that we can concentrate on the mysteries as we pray it. The rosary has been much loved by Catholics down through the centuries. According to St. Louis Marie de Montfort, in his wonderful book, The Secret of the Rosary, it was first given, at least in its present form, by our Blessed Mother herself to St. Dominic in the early 13th century, to be a means by which he could bring about the conversion of the Albigensian heretics. And it was wonderfully instrumental in that cause. Since that time, the rosary has been adopted by the faithful of every class and station, of every age and gender. All of the members of the church have found the rosary so valuable, so helpful in their spiritual lives. And October, being the month of the rosary, gives us an opportunity to make a little examination of conscience. Have I been faithful to the rosary every day as I should? And during October, perhaps even to pray extra decades or an extra rosary each day. This prayer is so powerful and also obtains so many graces for us that it would be foolish for us not to make use of it. Of course, we know that at Fatima in 1917, our Blessed Mother repeatedly asked for the daily recitation of the rosary to bring about world peace and to obtain God's blessings in our individual lives. We recall that at Lourdes, Our Lady appeared with the rosary in her hands, and Bernadette instinctively, when she saw this vision of Our Lady, what did she do? Instinctively, she took out her rosary and began to pray it. Such a beautiful sign of a Catholic spirit. That was immediately what came to her mind. She saw this vision of this beautiful lady, probably from heaven. She didn't know for sure, but such a beautiful vision. She right away took out her rosary and began praying it. And Our Lady smiled as she prayed the rosary. And Our Lady moved the rosary in her hands from bead to bead as Bernadette recited it. And then when she came to the Glory Be to the Father, our Blessed Mother joined in with Saint Bernadette and said the Glory Be. Now she wouldn't join in on the Our Father because that asks for blessings for us here in this veil of tears. But Our Lady's in heaven. She has no need for her daily bread and so forth. And the Hail Mary, of course, is addressed to herself, so she wouldn't pray that. But she was very happy that Bernadette prayed it, and she joined in the Glory Be to the Father. Once again, then in Fatima, Our Lady appears with the rosary in her hands and asks in every apparition for the daily recitation of the rosary. 5 decades of the rosary each day. Now, many Catholics who have read about the story of Our Lady of Fatima have made a promise to Our Lady that they would do their best to say 5 decades of the rosary each day. And they would count the day lost, misspent, if they failed to pray the rosary. Sadly, many Catholics began, when they learned about the message of Fatima and Our Lady's request, they began to say the rosary faithfully each day, but then over a period of time, it was forgotten or neglected. Perhaps every year during the month of October, we are provided with a needed opportunity to recall the value of the rosary and to renew our resolve to pray it faithfully each day. And especially we recommend that you pray the rosary together as a family. Because we need God's blessings, we need His graces, but especially in our homes, families need the grace of God more than ever. When there are so many efforts and so many temptations, so many evils that seem to attack the family, we need strong Catholic families. And to have it, to have them, these families need to pray together each day. And the rosary is a wonderful way to do that. Sometimes families at one time, when the children were small, prayed the rosary faithfully each day together as a family. And then as time goes on, maybe they began to neglect that practice. As some people have told me, well, you know, this child was off here and another one was off there, and we waited for everyone to come together, for everyone to get home, and by the time everyone was home, some had already gone to bed, and over a period of time, we just stopped saying the family rosary. And my advice to them is, then set a time when you will say the family rosary together, usually after the supper meal in the evening. You will say the family rosary together, and those who can be there are there, but if someone is not there, don't use that as a reason to not pray it. Pray it with those who can be there, but pray the rosary as a family each day. As I mentioned, the book Secret of the Rosary is such a wonderful book and has so many stories in it about the rosary. One that I recall is this king who had not led a good Catholic life. In fact, had given bad example, but he wore the rosary on his waist, on his belt, every day. He always wore the rosary because he did have a reverence for the rosary, but he didn't necessarily pray it faithfully each day. But because he wore the rosary, his subjects, seeing that, began to pray the rosary. They were inspired by that example, and many of them prayed the rosary. And then he died and was being judged. And the devil was piling up all of his sins on one side of the scales, and his good deeds were not outweighing the sins that he had committed. And then Our Lady came along and took the rosary that he wore at his waist, and she put it on the other side of the scale. And because of all of the people who began praying the rosary because of that example, it outweighed the evil deeds that he had committed in his life. Such wonderful stories like that St. Louis has. And the one that I remember best of all, the one that I really like, was that of a monk who had the habit of praying 5 decades of the rosary every day. Or maybe it was all 15 decades. But he prayed the rosary faithfully every day. Well, in the monastery, this would have been several hundred years ago, And in the monastery, it was not part of the rule or the daily routine for the monks to pray the rosary together in the church. So he would have to pray it on his own. The monks already spent hours in the church reciting, singing the divine office, and so forth. And so this monk never let a day pass out of his love for Our Lady of saying the rosary. Well, one day it came time for the dinner meal, and the bell had rung, all the monks gathered in the refectory, and this one monk was missing. And the abbot noticed it, and he waited a little while. The monk still didn't show up. And so he decided to go ahead with the meal, but he called one of the monks to himself and said, "Go find brother so-and-so. He's not here. I wonder if something happened to him. Go find him." And the monk went all over the monastery looking for this missing monk. And finally it dawned on him, he hadn't thought of checking the cell, the room of that monk. And so he went there, and when he got to the door, he saw coming out from under the door this wonderful light coming from the cell of this monk. Knocked on the door, there was no answer. So carefully he opened the door and looked in, and there our Blessed Mother was standing in an apparition in front of this monk, who was kneeling in front of her praying his rosary. And as he prayed the rosary, every time he said an Our Father or a Hail Mary, a rose came out of his mouth and fell at Our Lady's feet. And there was this pile of roses, beautiful roses, at Our Lady's feet. And this monk was utterly lost to the world. He didn't know that someone had come into his room. He didn't hear the knock because he was praying the rosary, honoring Our Lady. Well, of course, this other monk who saw this magnificent apparition ran back to tell the abbot and all the other monks who came to see it. And they also witnessed Our Lady there in the vision and this monk praying the rosary and the roses coming out of his mouth. And when he finished the rosary, Our Lady disappeared, and he came to his senses, I guess we might say, and felt pretty embarrassed that these other monks had seen him. But during the course of that recitation of the rosary, he was unaware of their presence. And that was a reward for his devotion in praying the rosary every day faithfully. But it's interesting how these roses came forth from his mouth to symbolize the beauty of the Our Father and the Hail Mary. The rose is considered the most beautiful of flowers. Well, the word rosary comes from a wreath of or a crown of flowers, a crown of roses. Because every time we say 5 decades of the rosary, we are presenting Our Lady with a crown of roses. Let us then resolve to do so every day of our lives, to be faithful to at least 5 decades of the rosary each day as Our Lady requested, and when possible, to pray even an extra decade or two, or the whole rosary of all 15 decades. And as St. Louis Marie de Montfort says in his book on true devotion, he speaks of the rosary and he says, "Follow my advice. Pray at least 5 decades of the rosary each day and you will not regret it." And when you come to the end of your life, you will look back over your whole life and all of the rosaries you have said. And that will be a source of great comfort and great confidence, encouragement in your last hour when you are about to be judged. The thought of all of those rosaries that you had said in your life to honor Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.